on Match.com. A little over 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Match.com.
Well, I'm Leslie Flynn. This is my husband, Gary. We're the owners of Rigby's. Well, long story short, I created a monster when I got him some cigars. He changed fire stations and found a cigar lounge that was about a mile from his station. So every third day I'm seeing the credit card bill and said, you know, we might need to do this on our own.
We didn't want the normal cigar lounge name, like tobacco. Everybody uses tobacco or leaf or something like that. We wanted something that stood out, and Rigby was sitting on my lap, and it was Rigby's.
Rigby's our Jack Russell, by the way.
We started this 3 years ago, before all this started changing. We saw a niche, and we're trying to bring foot traffic down here. If we didn't have this location, we wouldn't have done it. This business would not work out on the road.
And we felt that Paris kind of needs to build from the inside out instead of from the loop inward. Like, we need to get the downtown revitalized again. Make it a place to go and enjoy, walk around, shop, and eat, and come have a cigar.
It's just, downtown's the place to be. The cigar culture here, we've been creating it for the last 3 years, and it has grown. It gives an adult couple some place to go and sit down and relax without being in a bar.
Right, because we're a cigar lounge that offers drinks. We're not a bar with cigars. And that's why we keep the lighting low, we keep the music soft and low, and it's just not gonna be the loud, ruckus sports bar.
From 1917 to 1940-ish, it was C.P. Johnson Cigars. So this opened up as a cigar shop. So, and then after that, it was Beasley Bond.
Drugstore.
And then they split the building in half, Beasley Bond, and then a jewelry store, and then there's a dress shop here.
And a shoe store.
But it sat vacant for about 12, 15 years before we bought it. The original humidor was upstairs and had 1,000 old cigar boxes in it. The drip system, we've saved the door, we saved the drip system. We're refurbishing the drip system right now. We hung the door back there. That's the entrance to her office upstairs.
We used some of the box lids to kind of frame around the safe door to the private lockers.
We found the original doors to the building and had upstairs in the attic. We had those restored. They're the doors to our humidor now. There wasn't much that could be saved on this building. The previous owner just let it fall in. So it's, you know, we had to replace just about everything in the building except for the brick.
And even some of that was questionable,
yeah.
But they yes. filled it in for us.
Yeah. It's given Paris a different place to go. Like I said, it's not a bar. It's a place where you can, on days like this, enjoy your cigar and not be out in the cold. Because Mom's not going to let him smoke inside the house.
The wife isn't going to let them smoke in the house.
So, no, we're giving people a place to come and just sit and relax and enjoy a cigar or conversation.
And we're not a men's club kind of thing. We built this to be couples, for, you know, the women to come in and learn and enjoy cigars. That then becomes a relationship thing between the husband and wife, of having conversation over a cigar and just relaxing without the kid hollering, "Hey, Mom."
Yeah. Yeah, we spend a lot of money on ventilation so couples can come in here and the wife can enjoy it without being in a cloud of smoke. Once you put a cigar in somebody's hand and sit down, no matter how much money or they do or do not have, they're all the same. So
it's the great equalizer.
So mine's been 903 sunsets with
yeah.
the music. You know, it's more relaxed. It's not really work. It's enjoying it. You know, because we'd set out tables. We created a lounge on the other side of the square so people can sit and relax and listen to the music. They didn't see the band, but they were over there sitting and listening and talking. So we can open the front of the building. If there's music or anything going on, on a nice day that'll be open so you can hear it, get some fresh air in here, and just enjoy the outdoors.
We wanted this room to kind of feel like a patio space without being outside. So that's kind of why we painted it a little different and decorated it different than we did the main lounge. We can close off these glass doors, and now this room, it's available for parties. It's available for meetings. We can hook it up to the TV for audiovisual type stuff and bachelor parties, birthday parties, whatever you want to do, we can handle it in here.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I'm going to go with the big duck. I can outrun that.
I'm going with the little bitty horses.
Yeah, big duck.
Next time on Meet the Downtowners.